possible.
Equality, fairness, and justice.
The ideals of liberty and the dignity of the individual.
Where we can still talk about things and argue about things.
I feel that I belong to America, and America belongs to me.
America belongs to everyone and no one. The idea is universal, and yet America's freedoms accumulate in each person's individual experience of freedom. And so there are many answers to the question for our series this week, What is My America? And our next guests have heard a whole lot of those answers. Joining us is Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker Alexandra Pelosi. Her new documentary, Citizen USA, is a 50-state road trip focusing on her cross-country road trip where she attended naturalization ceremonies in all 50 states. Alexandra, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So it's great to talk with you again. We worked together a long, long time ago at NBC News.
Good times, huh?
Good times indeed. And, you know, the answer to the question, My America, with just thinking about you for a moment before we bring in your co-conspirator here for a moment. I mean, the Pelosi story is an Italian-American immigration sort of coming-of-age story all by itself, right?
Well, you know, I was born in San Francisco, and I live in New York, so I don't really even think about my ancestors that got off the boat in Little Italy, Baltimore. You know, like one generation and it's gone around here. You know,
but your
I mean?
Mother does, Speaker of the House.
Well, yeah, former
Speaker of the House, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess all her dreams came true for their immigrant family. But, you know, it's interesting how quickly it dies, the whole, like, the history of it all. You know, in America, we're total instant gratification society. We turn the page very quickly.
Well, and the story continues, turning another page now. Let's talk a little bit about this Citizen USA. A 50-state road trip is inspired by your husband, Michael Voss, Dutch journalist and naturalized American citizen. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How's the marriage and everything going? Pretty well?
It's going pretty well.
All right.
It's been, of course, made better by America.
Made better by America. And, you
of
know,
course.
And working on a project for HBO together.
Yeah, that works. That works. It was inspired basically by my naturalization in 2009, and that set us on a road trip, as you said, across 50 states to sort of look at all these immigration ceremonies where people naturalization ceremonies where people become citizens. What is that? What are they doing there? And are these all the same or are they all different? Things like that.
We're talking with Michael Voss, a Dutch journalist, naturalized American citizen, and is the husband of Alexandra Pelosi, who we should remind people did that spectacular documentary called Journeys with George, right, Alexandra, which actually began back when we were working together, when you were put on the bus of the George W. Bush campaign, right?
Back when I was young and I was a news nun before I met my immigrant husband.
That's right. That's right. A decision you thought was going to be the end of your career, as I recall, didn't really turn out that way. Let's move fast forward. All right. Talk to me about how you thought this would be a great documentary premiering on HBO right here on the 4th of July. Alexandra?
I love how you so beautifully weave in all the information. That's very American, too. It's like you're selling the movie for us while you ask the question. I like that. Well, what happened was my husband he came here legally on a journalist visa. He's a Dutch television journalist. And he, after we had two children, I'm trying to tell our whole a life story in 30 seconds or less. So we had two children, and then he never really wanted to be an American. It wasn't that, you know, he didn't get off the boat with the, my dream is to become an American. After we had our second child, he really had that feeling of, I think I need to have the rights to protect them and to have the same, you know, fit in my own family. I don't want to be a foreigner in my own family kind of feeling. And that's what inspired him to become an American. I like how I'm speaking for him now. And then I went to his naturalization ceremony, and I'm this cynical, bitter New York journalist type.
Sure.
And I went to this ceremony, and I was really inspired by all the people crying around me about how all their dreams had come true the day they became American citizens. And so that was what launched. We started talking about it. Okay, yes, yeah, so we know immigrants get – his ceremony was at Ellis Island. We know immigrants come to Ellis Island. We know they come to New York. We know they come to California. So we were talking about, I wonder what it's like in the rest of America.
Wow.
Are there immigrants? And so that's what launched us off on the road trip.
So it's great.
To Butte, Montana.
So, well, let's get a feel for the movie here. The love story warms the heart of the cynic and sets the cameras rolling. And here's just some of the stuff that you got. This is a clip from Citizen USA.
What is your favorite thing?
thing about America.
I love the streets, the houses,
American food, girls,
customer service.
I love Disney World.
It's giving me an opportunity to go to school.
I got my MBA.
Freedom.
My favorite thing about America is the 911. They come right away for your rescue.
The right to practice any religion I want.
So what are you going to do to celebrate becoming a citizen?
I'm going
to
put a U.S. flag on my door.
Wow. That's a clip from Citizen USA, a 50-state road trip. Alexander Pelosi and Michael Voss, co-conspirators in this film. Are you co-directors, co-writers, co-shooters?
Well, we just basically drove the kids in a minivan and drove across America
and
went to ceremony. So it's sort of like, you know, one person's shooting, the other person's talking to people, the other person's changing a diaper, that kind of thing.
So, Michael, what did you discover? We heard a little bit of what Alexandra discovered at your immigration ceremony. What did you discover?
Well, that people come here for like 100 reasons. I came for love, so to speak. But people come here for great pizza delivery, 911, indoor plumbing, things that other people don't have around the world, or not necessarily have, and that people maybe in America take a little for granted. I mean, you know, like the newcomers show how great this country is by saying, yes, you have indoor plumbing, or yes, you have pizza delivery, and yes, you have 911. I call and somebody comes and shows up to protect me or to help me or something.
Where was that person from who said that? Because I just love that line.
Oh, people say that from all over the world. I mean, from all over America. They don't only say it in New York, but they also say it in Butte, Montana, or Boise, Idaho. They all say this. They have these same themes. Some people come for love because they were online dating and they started dating a USA man or something, and then they show up and they come and they want to have a visa and a green card, etc. And some show up for the practical stuff, or they find out the practical stuff once they're here on a visa while they're working for God knows what.
Well, the film is called Citizen USA, a 50-state road trip. Alexander Pelosi and Michael Voss, husband and wife. You took your two kids along, and you've almost convinced me this isn't some sort of immigration scam, this HBO movie.
Well, good. You know, in your opening, you play this thing about people want free speech, they want democracy, they want all the freedom of religion and all these nice, beautiful things. But what we found is it's really the quality of life that makes people want to actually choose to become American. It's things like being able to go to the pharmacy 24 hours a day and get medicine when you're not feeling well. These little things. And that was what was interesting to us, is we thought it was going to be this big picture, deep, meaningful things that meant something to people. But really, it was the small stuff.
Wow. That's great. Well, great answers to the question, what is my America, from Alexandra Pelosi and Michael Voss. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank
nice
you.
To
Thank
talk
you
to you
much.
Again.
Pelosi and Voss, Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmakers. Citizen USA, their latest work, a 50-state road trip, premiering tonight at 9 p.m. on HBO.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife.
Our series, My America, continues all this week, but we want you to join this conversation. Give us a personal story, something that you remember. Our line producer, Sitara, says one of her first memories is of her dad's naturalization ceremony. Do you have a story like that? Yeah.
Give us a
call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's 877-869-8253. You can find out more about the series by heading over to thetakeaway.org. Yeah, absolutely. You got to film those, record those memories for forever. We want to record them for you. Give us a call with your meaning of America. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Huckabee. I did a blog post on how my family's been here since basically the Mayflower, and it's had some interesting real estate along the way that we got rid of, unfortunately. Happy 4th of July. This is The Takeaway.
Be nobleness.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.